This show is brought to you by Darmobilies, Milkbox, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for their support. You can find out more about the show at immoralwhole.com. You can find our show archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help contribute to the show at immoralwhole.com/show/contribute. The name of that song is called Get Past It. It's only take three, so it's very early, more or less a skeleton of what I want it to become. This show had a couple of technical issues. We had issues with our outgoing audio being captured at all. Still not sure what's wrong there, so I'm actually rebuilding our PBX. Seems to be an issue on my part, because Dwight is able to get out no matter what. Go figure.
Turn it off.
Namaste, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hey.
How can I help you?
Hello. Hi. Is your lovely sister about?
Okay, one buffet to go.
One lovely sister to go, yes.
Thanks for calling. Namaste. How can I help you? Yes.
Hey, sir. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, Chutia. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Kandar, hey, Kutra Vecha Tormadi Sudia la Guru Vecha Sarakuta Sarami. Haram Jari. Hello. Hey, can you say that again that way? Hey, look. I want to buy your restaurant. I want to buy the restaurant. How much?
You can
36
for you guys.
You're goofy.
Mark Nicotini, may I put you on hold for a second, please?
No, you cannot. I'm a man, you're a woman.
Yes, well, our time is not valuable. Yes, please put us on hold.
Fucking shit.
Hello?
No.
Did you put us on hold without permission?
She doesn't know how.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I had some of the rice there.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, it's like super funky. I don't know what you did.
What do you mean?
It's like really funky.
What's
like
the name on the order?
Funky. Jack?
Cecil, the bomb.
Alright, is this a prank call? You guys really have nothing to do on a Friday night?
Sudanese.
No, sir. I can back him up. I tried some of the rice, and it tasted like my 14-year-old birthday. My 14th birthday was like the worst
day
of my life.
You sound pretty old, so I mean, I can't tell you anything. Thank you.
What? I sound old. What does that have to do with my 14-year-old birthday? Dang.
Hi, hello, listen, you. How can I help you?
Hello, can you speak up?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, honey?
Good, good. Who are you?
Oh, I'm a customer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I would like to place an order with me. My whole family's here. We're in the station wagon. We're going all around the city trying to find where we can get, you know, fresh Indian food.
Yes, yes, of course you can get, sir.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Hey.
So we would like.
Can you?
Well, let me put my. Yeah, let me put you on here. You take the phone.
Oh.
I'm gonna drive.
Okay. Make sure it's a really dirty ditch. Can you, when you make the food, do you make it mild, medium, spicy, or delicious?
Yes, sir. Whatever your choice, we can make mild or medium or spicy, whatever your choice, sir.
Do you make the tortillas delicioso?
Sorry?
Tortillas.
No, sir, we don't make.
They're kind of like papadums, except not.
Hello.
Yeah. So my friend Nunu, he's an expert in Indian food. He's also a Gandu Sala Chutia Ben Kelora, and he wants us to order all kinds of food.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to make you very angry, to say like you have lovely sister and things like that.
He's bloody owl man.
He's a Ulu Kapata, you know?
How are we making it on the order? What we got on the order?
So far we have...
One apple.
Okay, and one chicken masala.
What about the Ulu masala?
I was thinking more about the Gand masala and Lund.
Oh, yeah. Sir, do you serve Lund?
Hello?
It's all right if you... Yeah, is it okay?
Hello?
Yeah, do you serve spicy Lund? Hello?
Hello, sir?
Are you at the train station?
Yes, sir. Tell me what you want.
I want your Lund.
What do you want?
Lund. Your Lund.
You want Lund?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you for calling India House. How may I help you?
Hello, India House. My name is Mimi, and I got some questions about your foods.
Okay, what can we answer for you, Mimi?
Oh, yes, I'm looking to make an order, but I gotta plan out my evening, and I need to know, you know, I've got a sensitive lower intestines, so I gotta know how much time I gotta allot to being in the restroom. So if I might ask somewhat crudely, how long after I eat your food will it be until I have to take a shit?
Well, I, you know, because each person is different, I can't make any guarantees, but I would say probably at least safe for a couple to a few hours.
Safe. All right, because, you know, sometimes if I have something that's, like, strong on the spices, I'll have to, you know, rush to the restroom sooner. Or even if it's, like, you know, a fair amount of time when I do have to run and do the poo-poo, it, like, you know, it burns. So I got to, you know, factor all of that into it.
There's, like, a mild or a mild plus, so then it can kind of tone down the intensities.
That's true, but I like, you know, I like the taste of the spicy stuff. Ooh,
honey,
are you
ordering Indian food again?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, see, the problem is when she eats Indian food and goes to the bathroom, I have to use a belt sander to get all the splatter off the bowl. It really disagrees with her.
Why are you giggling, sir?
Because the imagery, no offense, it's just the imagery is very interesting.
Well, shameful,
but
shame on your overactive imagination. You have an imagination that is, you know, through the clouds.
I used her toothbrush once. I didn't tell her.
Oh, no.
I used her toothbrush to get all the little specks off the bowl.
That's why there's the poo-poo taste.
I hope you at least boiled the toothbrush afterwards. Can we get anything started for you tonight?
She'll have peas and carrots and rice.
That's not fair. I want the fire and, you know, the coconut with the...
Hello?
Could you do me a favor, sir? Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Whatever they order,
please
don't put any curry in that. Don't put any curry in it. Because when you put curry in their food, after they eat it like an hour later, even sometimes even sooner, it smells like... When they sweat, it smells like literal feces.
The curry smell!
Okay, but you don't
order
curry. You say police department?
Hello?
You guys should only... We want to order 3 apple sauces.
No!
did I ruin it?
Swagat? Hello?
Hi, I took a test. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
hello?
Pappy doesn't like that, but go ahead. Yep.
No.
That's my wife, and she doesn't like to be put on hold.
Betsy.
Hello?
It is okay. KGB, what's that phone?
Hello? Hello? Sudaniwa. Oh, we are on hold.
Okay, you be take care of it.
Boo!
I've gone years.
Thank you for calling the pizzeria. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hello!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear us? There's a few of us here. We're on our way. We're trying to get our order together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
yep. Do you have, like, a pen and paper out and ready?
Are you trying to place an order for pickup?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, what could I get for you?
Roundabout.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
So, I took a test, and I had just, like, eaten some food from there, like, right before the test. And I failed the test. And I just want to know, like, did the food make me stupider or something?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Like, does your food make people dumber when they eat it?
Not at all.
Then why did I fail the test?
I have no clue.
Like,
do you
have any smart food?
Do you need a menu? Are you trying to look online at the menu?
Yeah, we want to put together an order, but we need it to be good for our brains.
Okay.
Like, what do you have that's good for intelligence? Yeah.
Well, do you want Brussels sprouts? You could do a salad.
So you're saying that Brussels sprouts are smart?
I don't know what you're wanting to eat, sir. So do you guys want to go ahead and think about it and then give us a call back when you know what you want?
Brussels sprouts are shit!
See, look what you've done. She can't even, like, speak without swearing now. She's become...
Because she has autism. It's not her fault.
Mimi, don't
okay,
call her a cunt. Mimi,
okay,
no.
Okay, well, go ahead and think about what you want and give us a call back. Thank you.
No, you're food made savages. We're dumb savages thanks to your food.
We're like the American Indians, woman.
Oh, no.
What?
They've got good bulk.
Big green.
Bulk
thanks
items.
For calling Sprouts and Lumen.
Bulk stuff, yeah.
Hi,
how
hello?
Hi.
I have a problem. Do you have a moment to listen?
Go ahead.
Well... I came in to do some grocery shopping, and you know how they always tell you, like, don't shop on an empty stomach, like it's a huge mistake. You'll end up buying a bunch of stuff you don't need.
Yes.
I mean, you've heard of this, right? Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I was in the store, and I was very hungry, and I picked up several items, and I unwrapped them and began eating them in the store, and I just realized I don't have my wallet, and now I'm hiding in the bathroom because I'm afraid you guys are going to charge me for shoplifting.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, because I got a Snickers candy bar. I had a bundle of bananas, and I unwrapped two of them. And I know those are done by weight, so you can never know how much was actually in the bundle. Then I unwrapped a frozen DiGiorno's pizza, and I ate approximately a quarter of it. And then that's when I had the basket full, and I realized I didn't have my wallet. And so now I'm in stall number one in the men's bathroom, and I'm terrified.
You ate a frozen pizza?
I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail over a DiGiorno. DiGiornos are not that good. Not good enough to go to jail over.
Hang in there for me, okay? Let me see what I can do.
I'm here. All right, I'm here.
Okay, appreciate you.
We need to negotiate my surrender.
Hi,
for your trust.
Can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? You placing an order?
What? Yeah, I got a fucking order over here. I'm trying to make an order.
An order?
Hello there.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you, honey. I'm trying to make an order there, rubber neck.
You making an order?
Yeah, I'm going to make a fucking order.
Barrel-ass.
All right, what can I get for you?
What you got?
Oh, we got pizza, sandwiches, calzones, pasta.
Yeah, let me get one of them pizza sandwiches you got over there.
Sizzle chest.
What sandwich?
Yeah, one of them pizza sandwiches.
Oh, we don't got pizza sandwiches.
Yeah, you said you had pizza sandwiches. That's what you just said there. You said pizza and sandwich. Pizza sandwich.
Yeah, we got pizza and we have sandwiches. We don't have the, like, we can't do a pizza sandwich together.
I got you. They called it a calzone.
Yeah, we can
it's called
do a calzone.
The calzone, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, I want a hot calzone, one that I could slap my fucking brother-in-law with right across the face.
Hey, hey, you son of a bitch.
Listen, you come over here eating all the food all the fucking time there. I'm going to get this nice calzone nice and piping hot with the fucking jalapenos.
Yeah, but you're going to have to fucking share it with me, though.
Nah, I'm going to cram it right up your ass fucking sideways there. Get you a little calzone in your prison pocket.
I'll be getting over the last time that happened, Mom yelled a lot. And I don't like when Mom yelled.
I'm going to run the Statue of Liberty play right up your asshole.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, I can hear you. This cocksucker's over here thinking he's running things.
Hey, you guys stop wrestling. Next, you're going to knock over the plant again.
Listen, Dad, this fucking guy over here, he's causing a ruckus. You know, every time sister brings home a new boyfriend and shit.
Can you please hold?
I can't hold. I got a question here before I order.
Ask about our specials. Like our Monday special.
Here are those people.
Thank you for calling Enterprise. How may I help you?
Hey, honey, how you doing there? What the hell? Yeah, I'm calling about these flat meat sandwiches you got there.
Flat meat sandwiches?
Yeah, they're not oval as much as round, and they talk about you put some sauce, some cheese on there, some little pepperoni, some peppuccinis.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Care about the pillows, man.
My pillow.
The
she
cheese pillows.
My pillow.
Say that the meat it sleeps on a little blanket of lettuce, and the pillows is mayonesa.
No.
Mayonesa. Mayonesa.
I don't think she's coming back.
I don't know. She just got.
Landini's.
Hey, do you guys have the flat meat sandwich?
If we have what?
Do you guys have the flat meat sandwiches?
Give me a second. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how can I help you?
You guys have the flat meat sandwich?
Fried meat?
Flat meat sandwich?
No, flat meat sandwich. We have the... We have chicken parm sandwich. We have the meatball parm sandwich. Philly cheesesteak. And salchicha sandwich. Italian sandwich.
Salchicha?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Salchicha. It's a sausage.
Un sandwich de salchicha?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, wey.
Si, wey.
You have a mipa?
Mipa.
Mi palo. Ah!
Es salchicha de perro.
Ay,
hey, señor. Señor.
Do you guys have the portu sauce?
Es salchicha de perro.
You guys have the portu sauce?
Sí, salchicha de perro.
Sí, güey.
What about the portu sauce? Portu sauce. Yeah, the
tuya, güey.
Hey, güey.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Tienes una hermana hermosa?
¿Sí? ¿Y tú?
Entonces, préstala, güey.
Un hermano hermoso. No.
Hey, you guys have leche de caballero?
Tengo leche calientita, papi, para ti solito.
Leche de topolino.
You guys make sure he's got the shmagagi bread, please. If he doesn't have the shmagagi bread, I'm disappointed.
You guys have fun later.
Órale, pues.
Okay, go make the salsita.
Is this going to be for pickup or delivery?
You guys have the flat meat sandwich?
I took some pictures, hold on.
Yeah, check it out. What was that?
You guys have that flat...
Yeah, you have the salsicha di perro.
Flat meat sister.
You have the hermana sandwich. The sandwich di hermana hermosa.
We do not. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's the sandwich where you put in the meat, and the lettuce is like a little blanket, and then you put the carne on the mayonesa, and it looks really good. Like pilo.
We do have sandwiches, but they're
you
only
put in a pilo of the little mayonesa.
What's that?
What?
Hello, this is Lil Panty.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello. I'm supposed to come there and fix the stove. Well, he said that for some reason that the food tastes terrible, and he think it might be the stove.
Let me get my manager down here real quick.
All right.
Hey, Brian, can you get you down here? Alaska. All
right, he'll be with you in one sec. Yeah, just we had some customers complaining that the food tasted really bad. We thought maybe you needed the stove serviced. Want to talk to him about that?
You fuck.
Bitch.
Whore.
Hi, this is Brian the manager. How can I help you?
Hey, Brian. Yeah, my name's Joe. I'm with the kitchen service, and we had some complaints that the food tastes really bad. We thought maybe you needed the stove service.
We don't use the stove.
Yeah, how do you cook with heat then?
You guys use your big dick.
Yep, that's right. You know, it's absolutely massive, you know, and it's, you know, it gets the job done, bud.
Don't be gay. Don't be gay about
Y'all
it.
Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, don't slap my food with your dick now.
Are we calling sandwich places?
It's going to be the wetlands.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, good. I'm fantastic. I am really good, actually. I just got a new job and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy for me or no? I was wondering how much money I would have to pay you to have sex with your vagina. Okay,
aww.
She heard me.
Aww.
At least we know what to
do. I would let Snappy fart in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Toot.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Can you fart in my mouth, please?
We're not
gonna.
Desolation
Hotel front desk. This is Stephanie.
Hi.
Can you hear this noise?
Yeah, ma'am. Listen, my friend is stuck inside of the ice machine.
Did she say desolation?
Hello, ma'am.
Hi,
hello?
I'm still here.
Hey,
okay.
Your mother is so fat. She checked the scale and said to be continued.
I'm sorry, but this is an emergency line for guests, so if you call again, we will report you to the cops. We have caller ID.
Ma'am, no, that's Robert Colin, though. I'm very old. I'm like 92, and I feel like I need a snack or something. I'm diabetic.
Help him, his dick is in his ass.
I can't find the vending machine.
Ma'am, I don't want to hear that out of you again. That's like no, ma'am, listen. That's like calling the toilet an emergency line for shit.
Leave me alone. Diabetic discriminatory.
Bend them over.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't. This front desk line does not have any food. So if you're having issues with your diabetes, then you need to go up to Maggie's and figure that out.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, ma'am.
Chris,
I don't know who's talking in the background.
Well,
you got the party line going on. Is this some kind of joke? What I need is a vending machine with some kind of
self-important.
Like a.
I'm licking his ass right now. I'm licking his ass.
What? Oh, God, I didn't know. I just need some kind of diabetic. I need sugar.
We need to amputate.
Okay, well, I have another call coming in, so if this is not a real emergency, I need to go talk to my other hotel guests. So,
the ice machine tried to call.
What room is that?
Ice machine's a freaking savage.
215. 215, the ice machine tried to physically assault me.
We don't have a room 215. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Mellow Mountain Hostel.
Who was doing the ass fucking?
No.
Okay, well, no, we can't.
Help me, they're fucking my ass.
I don't know why you think that an old man could hold for... What?
Spa?
No.
Avalon Lodge?
I told you, you get off! You're fucking hanging up on me!
There's
Did you hang up? Hello? Who is that? Who's
Grandpa's
Molly guy?
Grandpa's mad. Grandpa's mad there's snow. Are you guys going to move the snow?
Warning.
Yeah, this is fucking snow was all over the goddamn place.
He says he can't get out and he needs to take a shit.
He needs
my cane is nice. My cane's not equipped with studs.
Hear you snore.
Okay, before you go to bed, fart in my mouth.
Oh, hello. Hello.
To sleep. Beppy needs to go to sleep, but she needs her sleep.
Yes.
He's gonna do it.
Hello.
Hey, me and my wife. Me and my wife. We're staying there, and I have a kind of a problem. She's without in a bachelorette party, and. She kind of does something to help me sleep. I was wondering if one of you guys could come and help me do it, please.
To help you do what, sorry?
It is it's a little bit inappropriate, but, you know, I just need somebody to help me, because if not, I cannot sleep. Basically, what she does is...
15,
oh, it's snowing
12.
Really bad there, and so let's talk about that. Hey,
hello?
You guys need to move the snow. You guys need to move the snow. My car is stuck in the snow. You better talking to my wife, okay?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a question about the snow and how it's getting all up in the tires and it's making the car not go.
Tell them they need to moving the snow. Tell them for me.
Molly!
Where are you right now?
I'm in the snow. We're in the snow. The bloody snow.
Our car is, like, inside the ground.
Yeah. You know how they never put in the middle the snow plow? I am fucking in the middle, man.
The pillow?
I rev my engine so much that my tires, they like dig into ground.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, you don't ever moving the snow from the middle, and I'm fucking stuck in there right now, man. Come on, man.
What do you mean?
You don't care, sir.
You aren't even a chicken hawk, sir.
I'm trying to still figuring out which of the three parking spots are you right now.
You're now getting up.
We are not in that parking because of the fucking snow is up there, man. Do fucking the snow.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. Hello? Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Hello?
Hello, Banchut. Hello, Banchut. How are you? Here are Shamye, Terabotica Baba, I guess. How are you?
I have sex with sister.
Come on, man. Bring your sister to the snow. I fuck her on the ice.
Sister.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Let me turn up my hearing aids. Okay, I think I can hear you now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi! Me and my family are in the station wagon. I have the OnStar, and I got the, you know, it's doing the voice through the machine, you know?
There's so much snow.
Anyway, we need a room. Are you have any vacancy machines? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
There's so much snow.
We need two rooms.
We need two rooms.
My name is Douglas Quaid, and I need a hotel room.
There's so much snow, and we're stuck in it.
Hello.
My name is Joe Rosenthal. Hello. How are you doing, dear? Ma'am. Hello.
Postmark Hotel, how can
I? Hey, how you doing? I'm calling to be transferred to the room of Darth Penis Soup.
Darth Penis Soup. All right, let's see. Do you know if they just checked in today?
Well, he said that he kicked the door. He said free stay. So I think he said 215 is the room he commandeered. He went to the room, he made a motion with his hand, a grip and a twist, and he said the door handle snapped and broke, and then he went in.
Oh, alright, so he needs something fixed.
No, I need to talk to him. I gotta talk to him.
Okay, alright, I'll connect you to room 115. Yeah,
thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay.
He didn't even want to hear the rest of the story. He's like, I'll just fucking transfer you.
Did he say fuck him before he put you on home?
That was one of our guys.
Oh.
I think Don the boss. Fuck him.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 115?
No.
I'm sorry, what room is this? I'm calling from the front desk.
111.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. This is the room. I thought I asked Jeremy dialed 115. I was going to apologize. So this is 111, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. We were calling from the front desk here regarding the terrible stench coming out of your room.
Oh.
There's been several complaints.
Oh. Okay.
They smell like ass, man.
Yeah, we have a gentleman here at the front, Hispanic gentleman. I don't know if you've had interaction with him. He says it smells like a woman's feet sloughing like her uterine walls coming from that room.
She stinks, man. They don't take showers in there. I've been staying, and I've heard them not take one shower the whole time.
Okay, he says you haven't been showering during your stay in that room.
We just got in today, and we just...
Okay. And have you showered?
Yes.
Okay. And how many bars of soap did you use?
I'm not sure. We used the body wash.
The body wash? Okay. And did you wash the innards and the outers?
How long did you use the soap? Fucking continental soap.
Hello?
Hi.
We would like to offer you, because this gentleman is very dissatisfied, we're going to have a couple of our cooks make a continental breakfast right now with the pancakes. And if you could take the pancakes into the shower and wash with them, that would be great.
I'm not getting where this call is coming from.
Because the pancakes are very absorbent, because they will absorb a sticky substance such as syrup. We want you to rub the pancakes all about your body so it can absorb all the nasty stickiness.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, no.
Hello? You're still there? Hello?
What a question on the soap thing. Man,
hello?
We include soap for free.
Hello, shut
for
up.
Free. Why won't you use the soap that we give you?
I don't even know what to call. I can't keep
track. You're calling Lexington Village. This is Robert. How can I help you?
Robert, why do you sound effeminate?
How can I help you?
Why, hey, Robert, why does it sound like you shave your pussy instead of your lip?
You can call Lexington Village. This is Robert. How can I help you?
If you just drive a little bit down this way. Hello, Robert.
Hello?
Come. It's obviously come.
Hello, Robert.
Come again?
Mother Lord, what can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Mother Lord, what can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I want the mother load. Yeah. I want to get the mother load there.
How can I help you?
Hello? Yeah, I'd like a room, please.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You can come. No problem.
I mean, do you have problems understanding people when they talk, or are you just... What?
I'm sorry,
do you have trouble understanding people when they talk? Because I'm trying to tell you that I'm looking for a room, but then you say you don't understand me, and then you say, sorry, come again, and I'm having trouble booking the room, and it's really upsetting to me.
No, sir, I'm not in his deficiency mode right now. So, if we have a bad connection, yes, but we, English is fine, sir. I mean,
what did you say? What kind of mode are you in? I don't know what kind of modes people can be in. Sometimes, you know, you can be on mode, off mode, or what kind of modes are you in?
Cheers mode.
Still, like, more than 8 hours.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I lost my bicycle. Can I come look in the basement there to see if it's there?
I'm pretty sure you have the wrong number.
No, ma'am, we've been searching. We went to the homosexual Alamo, and there was no basement there either.
We only keep children in the basement. I'm so sorry.
Children are probably riding my bike.
That's probably what they're doing. But don't worry, if we find out they have your bike, they'll be punished properly and sent to the attic.
Oh my God, what are you, the fucking Catholic Church over there? The fuck?
I got my ruler to prove it, buddy.
Can you smack my ass on this? I sin?
Will you lock us up in the basement and feed us table scraps?
Only if you're children.
Feed us the,
please,
feed us the paperwork of the sins of the Catholic Church.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Best Western Plus and Plusville. This is Dante. How can I help you?
Hi, Dante.
Hey, Dimitri.
Do you have a peek I can see?
I'm sorry. What's going on?
Her bosom peaks. Your bosom peaks are exposed.
Oh, I wish they were. That would mean I was home.
Wait, what?
What do you do in your home? Do you walk around in a t-shirt with no underwear or bra on?
She breastfeeds her feral cats.
Sometimes. No, I wrap my...
Do you ever, like, lay on the couch?
Do you ever get all the way naked when you're at home? Like,
oh, yeah.
Do you ever lay on the couch and, you know, start rubbing it?
You know, I would, but my couch is covered in crap.
Like actual feces? That's not healthy. You should do something about that.
Make shit.
You know, I think some homeless man broke into my apartment and just all over my couch.
I think I know him.
Oh my god.
You should marry him.
I think I know him. I paid him $15 to do it.
Oh, you know, pay him 20 and you might get a little bit further. But on that count, I gotta go. Have a great night, guys.
Did you fuck him? Bye. Did you fuck him?
You know she fucked him. You know she did.
That's what I fucked up.
Thank
I know what's wrong.
America's Best Doggy. This is Michelle. How may I help you?
Hi,
thank
Michelle.
You for answering the phone.
What?
Thank you
How
for answering the phone.
Why am I answering the phone?
No, I said thank you for answering the phone. Thank you. God bless you for doing the God's work.
Oh, no worries. Why?
Okay, now to my friend's other point. How big is your pussy?
What's that?
Your papusa. Have you had papusas?
How big is your pussy?
They're El Salvadorian food, the papusa.
Who is this?
Yeah.
It's Ricky.
What? We love pussy lips.
It's Ricky Ricardo.
I'm gonna hang up the phone right now. Who is this?
It's Ricky. Ricky.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express in Eldorado Hills. How may I direct your call?
Hi. Can you direct me to the room that has... do you know Andrea?
Let's see here. I do not. Is there a last name?
Andrea, I think she was staying in 215. You would notice her. She had like lime green high heels, a short miniskirt. It was hot pink. Voluptuous, I don't want to say tits, but like breast region, like you would notice her. Like she'd be hard to miss. She's about 5'4", lopsided.
Nope, haven't seen her.
Okay, just transfer me 215 then, please. Hello?
You said room 215?
Yeah, because I gave her my suit jacket to wear back, and I didn't think much of it, but my wallet is inside the suit jacket, so I got to get that back from her.
Okay. Trying to see you there.
All right.
So I did not get an answer.
Okay, so she didn't pick up?
Yeah, I'm guessing
that. Do you have an overhead PA system? Maybe she's not in the room yet.
We do not.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'll just come down and I'll go onto the second floor and just start yelling in the hallway for her and see if I can get her attention then. All right. I don't need key access to get into the the lobby, into the elevator,
no.
Right?
Lobby's open.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go up to 215 and just start yelling.
Probably shouldn't do that, but
I'm gonna have to. Well, actually, I'm already on the second floor. But I just didn't even know, do I need a key card or anything, or?
Not if you're not on the reservation. No, you can't get into the
room. Yeah, I'm not on the reservation, so I don't need a key card then. I could just be here by myself then.
Thank you for calling Hampton & Suites in Folsom. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, do you guys know where the butter steak place is?
Butter steak places, I would have to Google it. Can you give me a sec?
No, it's like next to the Brazilian place that gives all the meats.
Yeah, they do the Brazilian waxes there, too.
Yeah, they wax your asshole. When you bend over and fart in their mouth, they fucking suck.
Front desk.
I'm sorry, I have a limp dick.
Sounds like a killer Saturday night for you guys.
Why don't you shut your fucking ass up? I'll whoop your fucking ass, you little bitch. I'll fucking shove my dick through far up your ass.
Yeah, Friday night, this is what you guys do.
I'm jacking off right now, and there's not shit you can do about it, you bitch.
He's got a 3-inch killer on him. That's what he's got.
I got a millimeter Peter right here, you miniature pincher looking ass.
Microphallus, tiny dick. Tiny
one of my balls. You have a small
wiener.
When you
it's
go
a
piss,
small wiener, Mike.
When you go piss, you piss on your balls. That's how small it is.
Oh, man, that was a good one. I heard that like 15 years ago.
Oh, it's coming with that old shit, he says.
Mm. Your mother is
sound
so
like a bunch
stupid.
Of dudes over there, man. It's Friday night. Where the chicks at, guys?
Your mother is... Oh, your mother's right here, actually. I just got done fucking her.
Oh, yeah, my mother. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, that's right.
I just
you're
been
fucking lame.
Oh, Lord.
You see that? We got,
we'll be here whenever you grow set to come down.
We got bitches. Turn to fucking the machine. I'll go last.
Hello? Hi. Ma'am, I have a question.
Thank you for calling Best Western.
Yeah, I'm doing a survey. As a person answered the phone at the front desk of the Best Western, what's the most common swear word you ever hear?
The F word.
What's the F word?
Fun.
Ah, that's right.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Lund. Mr. Lund. Hi.
I'm coming back.
Come back to Jamaica. Come back to the way things used to be. Come back to tranquility. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, happy year of the rabbit.
Sir, we're
just
wondering.
I said happy Lunar New Year. What's the matter?
We're just wondering if you have any lubricant. This guy's been fucking my ass raw, and I need some.
To breed, and if you let, if you let the rabbits
Silver
just breed, eventually the rabbits are just multiplying exponentially.
Hi, wait.
Answer.
Silver
Sands Hotel. Hi, sorry. You overheard me. I was giving a lecture to my students, and I need to make a booking. We're doing a Zoom meeting right now, but I have a couple of minutes. I need to make a booking. Do you have any rooms vacant or no?
For tonight?
No. For tomorrow?
Yes. Just for yourself?
Okay. No, it'd be myself and some of my students. They're here with me in the meeting. Everybody say hello.
Okay. Hello. Okay, so how many rooms do you need?
Oh, just one room.
Oh, okay. With two beds, correct?
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay. Let's see. There's only two people coming or four?
Oh, four people will be coming, yes.
Okay, so I do have
in
a
several.
Suite. I have a suite for $135 plus
suite?
Tax, and it's. I have a suite
okay,
with
yes,
two beds,
that sounds
and
good.
Also,
yes.
Okay, and it also has a pull-out full-size pull-out couch.
Is the room little person accessible?
Is it what?
We are little people. We can access it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
does
I am
the
only
room
6 foot tall.
Oh.
We are little
ask
people.
Ask her, does the room have a hutch?
It has a little thing for the coffee and that the microwave sits low on in the refrigerator.
Yeah, like a hutch where you keep bunnies, a bunny hutch.
No.
Yes.
You're bringing.
I have rabbits.
Bunnies?
My students are rabbits.
Yeah, we have about 20 rabbits.
And we're breeding them in hotel rooms across America. That's our study.
Okay,
yeah, we're actually with the circus.
Okay.
We're little people with the circus, and we breed rabbits as we travel along. And it would just really be helpful if there was a hutch in the room that we could put the bunnies in.
Unfortunately, we don't accept. We only accept cats or dogs.
We can put ears on them. They have long ears. We can put a disguise on them.
Yeah, we do have cat ears for our bunnies. I could glue some whiskers on you.
Okay. I still can't rent you the room with bunnies.
You know, they multiply very easily and very quickly.
Yeah,
okay,
one day you have 20, the next day you have 40, and then you have 80, and then you have 160.
Okay.
You have 320.
Please don't call back.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Peter Rabbit. I'd like a room.
Oh, alrighty. What states would you like?
One Asian,
hello?
One blonde,
and one
Hi.
Brunette.
Yeah.
Those are the dates.
And one with the Scooby-Doo tongue.
Oh my goodness. What?
Is that why you giggled? Are you the one with the Scooby-Doo tongue?
Ruby Roo.
What would you do if I gave you a Scooby snack? What would you do? What would you do for a Scooby snack?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah. Like if I took you out to Red Lobster. And then when I went to pay, I gave them Olive Garden coupons to show you that I was a bad boy. And then we'd go for a stroll down by like a garbage dump. I wouldn't take you by the beach because that's second date stuff. But I'd take you down by like where they pick up the garbage and dispose of it. And then I would try to hold your hand, but it would, my hand would be like all slimy because I was probably digging through the trash. And then I would kiss you on the back of your head as I grabbed your hips and pulled you back into my bulge.
Wow.
Are you reading this from a piece of paper or what?
Nah,
are you reading that from a piece of
paper?
This is like the trash in the checkout aisle, like those trashy romance novels.
Well, yeah.
How does that happen? Are you the party people?
It's Fabio in a trash get up in a.
They don't hear me, huh? Are there people on here?
We are the party people.
Yeah.
Party people. Hi. Ooh, damn.
I'm going to be angry
when people call us back.
Cast one.
Catherine, this is Harmony. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I have a romantic cast that I was trying out in my room, and now I'm stuck in it.
Okay, you have a romantic cast.
Yeah, basically my wife's going to be out of town for a considerable amount of time, and I was casting myself, and I'm stuck inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah, his wife is the subject of that book, Gone Girl.
Okay. So what kind
of... Yeah, she's like a Sherry Papini kind of lady.
Well, it's a plaster. It was a plaster I put myself in.
Okay. And,
yeah. So,
were you able to get into the shower and wash some of that off? Because usually plaster will dissolve with water.
Well, yeah, but I put this on eight to nine hours ago.
Yeah, and I reinforced it with. Yeah, I reinforced it. So
he sprayed me with Gorilla Glue after it hardened.
Why?
And fiberglass.
I don't know.
The police for you and get some EMTs down and then help them take pictures. That's what I can do for you.
No. You're a pervert.
You just want to see things that you're not supposed to see.
No, I want to put it on the internet and see if I can get some money.
She a pervert.
That's what it's all about these days, isn't it?
It is all about the money. Come on, this is trying to be my new side hustle.
We're going to report you to the Business Bureau.
How about you give me your name and which room you're in so I can come up and help you with lots of pictures and a really
215 and bring your best mouth.
My best mouth.
Do you have an electric knife to cut through the paper mache?
No, I don't. I do have a pocket knife.
Oh, you're dangerous.
Yep. I know how to use a pen, just like John Wick.
Captain Shankaho?
Yep.
Oh. Captain Wick?
No, not Captain Wick. Duh. John Wick. Come on.
Keanu Reeves.
Dude.
John Malkovich?
Not
that
laughing
cool. In the background? Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Okay, so if you guys don't need me to call the police. I gotta go. I gotta go do my
own thing.
What?
Well, here's the thing. The romantic paper mache thing, the whole purpose of it was so that he could masturbate in privacy.
He can still do that.
No, the door's broken.
Okay, you know, that's not a good thing. We do charge for that.
Yeah, it's like a box. It's a paper mache box that he's inside of.
Well, like I said, I can get the police.
And every time he masturbates, it reinforces it.
Ma'am, the police don't like our people.
Okay, so the last name is what?
Splooge McDuck.
That's what I thought. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Mom.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Is this all y'all got to do?
Huh?
You know what?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm watching you right now.
Somebody just called me from your number?
I'm watching you right now.
With the recording.
What?
Because somebody just called me from your number.
My number? What's my number?
Huh?
What's my number?
So, hey, I got a question. Are you getting phone calls?
I got a phone call from your number, and it was very inappropriate.
Are you the one making the phone call?
You're the one making the phone call. I'm just making the phone call back to you because you made the phone call to me first.
You didn't steal no dog? Somebody asked you to steal me dog.
What?
So you're just fucked up in the head.
Yeah, low-key, kind of. Honestly, kind of.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mary?
Oh, my God. Is this all y'all got to do?
It's fake. Wait, what? Is this Mary?
You know what?
See?
What?
Wait, was it a real person?
Somebody what? Just called me from your number?
Yeah.
With the recording.
Wait, is this a recording?
This is a recording.
Holy shit.
Because somebody just called me from your number.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
So, hey, I got a question. Are you getting phone calls?
What?
Are you the one making the phone calls? You didn't steal no dog? Somebody asked you to steal me dog.
Dude, that is so crazy. I really thought we were talking.
What? So you're just fucked up in the head.
You are fucked up in the head, aren't you?
Yeah.
So are you making the phone calls and playing the music?
You're so fucked up in the head, aren't you?
You really are fucked
up in the head, aren't you? Mary.
Why
don't you go to the shelter and get a dog?
A dog?
I didn't tell you shit, bitch.
Mary.
Okay, Mary. See, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about because I didn't talk shit about your mom. I didn't say shit about your mom.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't say anything about your mom.
Yeah, you did.
A phone call from this number.
Mary.
Playing some kind of booty, 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 this music.
What?
Okay, that music thing was too awkward.
Yeah,
no.
No,
what the fuck?
No, I didn't say that shit at all.
Yeah, you did, Mary.
I say shit about your dogs either.
Mary?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Darling, all I know is I got a phone call from this number.
Hello?
So is that your sick ass doing it?
Hello?
Probably so, because you sound like someone sick enough to do this.
What?
You really do. You sound like somebody really fucked up in the head that would do this.
I wonder, like, how they do this.
Yeah, and she sounds like an old lady.
No, yeah.
I didn't steal no dog.
Yeah, you did. You stole my dog, and I want him back.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
You stole my dog.
So you really need to go find you some better drugs to get on.
But I'm already on all of the drugs, Mary.
Your drugs aren't very good.
Yes, they are.
You need to go find me some better drugs to get on, baby.
Like what?
And you need to go find God.
I did find him.
And maybe forget about the drugs.
God is sitting right next to me right now as we speak.
So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You stole my dog.
Well, I don't know why your mom's chiming in. So you have a blessed night, baby.
No.
Okay, well, you have a blessed night, and I love you, and I will pray for you, baby.
Why are you being so nice to me now?
Does it just end?
Wow. Ocean Shores and Sweets, this is Kevin. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Kevin. I'm going.
Yeah. Hello?
The predator's coming after me.
Run! Get to the chopper! Why is everybody's phone connection dog shit tonight?
I don't know.
Hey, go fuck your mother. Nobody asked you a question.
For sure.
Ben Chode, not our Chode, son of a bitch, you.
Oh, yeah?
How are you?
Yeah. Kare Maki, too.
Yeah.
Ben Kilori.
So, bro.
Shoot the salon. Londele Maru Mother Chod.
Mother Chod.
Tari Bano Chodu. GB Road Rundi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to you. You really enjoy life, don't you?
You
enjoy life to the fullest.
Always.
How do you carry Maki treat, bro?
I got an actual guest outside, so I gotta work. Hold on.
All right, go finger your mother. All right.
Don't serve the guest. Serve us.
Night, Christian.
Night, bro.
Phonix tried that shit with me one time. He's like, oh,
hello,
cool.
Thank you for calling Psych Hospitality Group. This is Elena. How may I assist you?
Hi, Elena. I didn't have the dedication to shave the top of my head to be fully bald, so I shaved my testicles instead.
And what is this call about?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime.
Well, no, I've just been itching to tell somebody about that. Now.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I'm storming the castle. Yes, I am.
Yeah, he's penetrating.
That's what we call the intercourse with the woman storming the castle.
He's from Intertrode. He's penetrating.
Penetrode, yeah. So how are you tonight?
It's kind of
no, good. I don't choose the...
Come here, honey. Hold my hand. Let's tell this man jokes. Hang on. We're holding hands. We're going to tell you jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the first one. Tari bano chodu.
Guys, it's lame. At least tell something funny, please.
Just no, hang on. He's tickling my palm with his index finger, and it feels nice.
That's it. It's all up his... Guys, you're lame. Sorry.
Hey, do you know about Teri Makichut or no?
Boyfriend ever.
No, this is your mom on GB Road. Yeah.
You know, try to, you know, go fuck each other and stop calling this number.
Fuck your mother.
Comforting.
Tell me, what do you, Jolly Ranchers or Airheads? What's your preference?
Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, we'll send Jolly Ranchers. You like Lifesavers gummies or M&M's?
Who is this?
Just answer my question.
What was that?
Do you like Almond Joy?
Yeah.
Okay, or Twix. Almond Joy or Twix? Which
Almond
one?
Joy.
All right, we'll send it Almond Joy.
Good girl.
You like this a lot.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut, right?
Sometimes you don't.
Oh, they got a 2-pack, yeah.
She didn't like that.
Or football. Hey, how you doing there, you old redneck son of a bitch? I've got a bone to pick with you.
What? Who's this?
You had my kid come over there, and you gave him a quote. He said he was going to shovel your driveway when the snow comes, and you gave him a quote. You said, how about I give you a Bible and a shut the fuck up? And then I said, no, you go back and collect money from that old bastard, that old pensioner son of a bitch, you. That's you.
Yeah, and you were driving a tractor in the bike lane, and you nearly knocked me off my bike.
Yeah. And you kept telling my son about how it used to be so much better when this town was segregated.
Yeah. Actually, the reason why we're calling you is we're going to change the name of the town. And we thought, you know, if you were on the right side of history, that would be good for you. We're gonna change the name of the town. Yeah.
Oh,
there's been a lot of Polish immigrants.
He's on the right side of the town, but the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Polish immigrants, so we're going to call it New Krakow. And,
Hey, you old fuck, how you money make?
Huh?
How you money
how
make?
What?
How you
how
money,
you
make?
Money?
No,
money
no,
make?
How you money make?
I don't know what you mean.
What do you make money by hitting people in the bike lane with your tractor?
Yeah.
I haven't had a tractor for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Why do you breathe out of your nose like that?
Huh?
What do you use if you don't have a tractor?
Well, I guess I
you got
know.
One of those riding mowers. You got a riding mower?
I do have a riding
lazy
mower.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Lazy son of a bitch.
Got a ride her mower?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I love you.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Now I can hear you. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. My phone tells me you're calling from spam risk.
No spam. No spam. Listen.
Oh, okay.
I'm stuck on your roof.
You're stuck on our roof?
Yes, I'm on the roof. I have a problem. I'm stuck.
Where? Who
hello?
Are you? Yeah.
I lost my son's balloon, and it got stuck above the roof. I'm on the roof, and now the ladder, it fell down. I stuck.
Okay, so this is a spam, right?
No spam. I'm trying to get off of the roof. I need help. Somebody come put the ladder back up.
You are on our building?
Yes, on the roof. On your roof. On the roof.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I give you the owner and he will help you, yeah? Yeah?
No. I'm saying the ladder is not sturdy. See, I tried to come down and oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Fulfie. You tripped over Fulfie. Fulfie, are you okay?
I think I got the wrong number. Or are you bored?
No, Fulfie. Fulfie's down. We got a Fulfie down.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't care about animals, and that makes you mean. That makes you a bitch.
Fulfie's actually a child.
Oh, yes, right.
Stealing someone's dog is like stealing someone's child.
Because you're a bitch.
Heartless.
Okay.
Do you like pupusas?
Hmm?
The El Salvadorian delicacy, the pupusa.
Do you are you bored or so? Like,
do you sell your pupusa for a... Do you sell a pupusa for a...
I want to buy a product where the mascot is a fucking sentient hand glove.
Hi, this is Rebecca with Pahoa Village Hostel.
Hi,
do you accept Hawaiian money?
Hawaiian money? Nope. What's that?
You know, money from Hawaii. Yeah, I have some Hawaiian currency. Yeah, I have some Hawaiian currency, and I want to know if it's good there.
Oh, I've never heard of that. That's the first time in my 17 years here. So all of our bookings are actually done online. So you have to book online with the credit card, and we're booked up tonight if you were looking for something tonight.
Oh.
Is that
Yeah, I tried to fit the
for?
Hawaiian money. I tried to fit the Hawaiian money into the computer. But there's no hole on the computer that's big enough to put the coconuts in.
That's hilarious. What's your name?
Jack.
Dad, bend over. Jack. I can shove it in there.
Okay.
Bend over.
No, I'm not going to do that. I told you.
Okay.
My wife is coming. No.
All right. Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, well, have a great night.
Oh, no, there's a coconut now. No.
Okay.
Take
All right,
coconut,
thank you.
Dad.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
True.
Hi, Cynthia.
Huh?
Oh.
Hi.
Hello? Yes.
Hi. I want to rent a...
Stupid bitch.
Do you have boats for the room?
Do I have what?
A boat for the room?
Do I have boats for the room? I don't understand.
Yeah, does the room come with a complimentary boat?
No. I think you have the wrong number, sir.
No.
Hello, Cerise.
Oh, yeah, hi. How you doing there, honey? Hello? Hi, yeah, you got any vacancies?
No, we're sold out for the evening.
Oh!
Where are we going to sleep? Where are we going to sleep if there's no rooms?
There's only a few hotels to stretch. There's SCP, Nanilo,
no,
or the
SCP.
No, they told us, you know.
SCP, isn't that like the
thing? The vessel, yeah.
Yeah, the container. It's like these weird, these weird creatures that. We're trying to put them into containers, I think.
Yeah, we have
some. No, SCP is a hotel along the stretch here on Banyan Drive.
Yeah, no, yeah. We were thrown out of there, you know.
Yeah,
I was told that place is... I was told that place is haunted.
Oh, bitch.
Hello,
Simon speaking.
Hello? Hi, can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Hi. I can hear
perfect.
You just fine.
Joyous occasion. Everything's been terrible. My cell phone, it fell into the river of magma, and it exploded. And then I got a new one, and it hasn't been working ever since.
Oh, no.
I think I've been talking to the volcano. Let me put my brother on. I'm really stoned. Brother.
Hi. My phone fell into the liquid hot magma.
Oh,
and do you have like a spare cell phone I can use? I need to call Dr. Evil and tell him my evil plan has failed.
Aloha, from this.
Aloha.
Hi, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have a room that's constructed entirely of liquid hot magma, please.
He's looking for a Rundi.
A Rundi, okay. Yeah.
You know the telephone room number?
What the number? What is my phone number?
Oh, just a moment.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
A Rundi with a Gond view.
Hilton Grand Vacations.
A Rundi with a Gond view. Hi,
would
like a Rundi with a Gond view? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
We'd like a Rundi with a Gond view.
What?
A room with a view.
You want a room
Sorry.
With a view. What is your room number now?
215. I want a view of other people's rooms.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the
Hello?
View. Yeah, the
you
view.
You have a golf course view.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I want to be able to see into other people's rooms.
Is there something you need help with?
Yeah, I like to pleasure myself to the sound.
Aloha, from this. Hello?
Oh. Hello.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello. Yes, there's a man, he's peering into my room. He says he needs a room with a view.
View?
Yeah, a view. He said he has a view of the golf course, but he wants a room with a view into my room. And he's following me with his camera phone.
You
I'm worried he's making a TikTok. Is he making a TikTok of me? Does he work for the hotel?
What's your room number, sir?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the channel. Today, I'm looking into other people's rooms.
It's 1-1-1.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button.
Aloha, Four Seasons. While alive.
Hi, which season is it? Hello, what
Hi.
Season?
Hi.
Hi, what
Aloha.
Season is it? Anoha. What season is it?
Anoha.
Volcano.
Hello.
Hi, are you a new evolved person from the bottom of the volcano?
Say that again.
Are you a new evolved person from the bottom of the volcano? Because I'd like to meet you.
Yeah, are you a bottlenose magma person?
I don't get it. I didn't get you. Dr.
What shape is your nose?
We're scientists from the university.
Yeah,
we're trying to find...
Listen to this bitch bragging.
I know, but we're trying to find people that were created within the volcano and came out.
Good evening, Front Desk. Stahl speaking. Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, how can you help me? Yes, I'm standing outside here, and I can't find the door in. And my dog went running past the front door here, and he urinated. But I got lost on the way to find him, because I'm hard of sight. And my glasses fell down off of my face when I bent over to pick up his doo-doo feces caca. And now I can't find them, and I can't quite see them, and I'm having a hard time. And where are you? Because I'm out here, but I can't seem to find the door nor my glasses. I'm having a really weird night.
Do you see the sirens?
No, I hear the sirens, though.
They They're call calling. To me from the sea. They call from the sea, the sirens. And then if you listen to this, yeah, like sometimes they'll capture you and bring you under the ocean and kill you and eat you, but yeah.
I'm hoping for the latter, yeah, because I need to get on the roof. I think my glasses are up there. Oh, can you get into the spa with me?
Aloha, Avrigger Corner Resort and Spa. This is Donnie. How can I assist you?
Hi, honey. I need to get into the spa with me and my son and my other son.
Yep.
Do you have any vacancies for the spa?
I'm sorry, our spa is closed. They close at 5 p.m.
Oh, how am I going to get my rocks off?
I'm sorry?
The rocks in the sauna. Is there a sauna on premises that's not in the spa?
No. There isn't.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Son, take the
phone. Do you have any... Yeah, we need
some
hot rocks. We need some hot rocks.
They just stop answering. They just won't pick up anymore.
Do you have any hot rocks?
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we do not.
Oh. I have bad cramps in my legs real bad. And hemorrhoids. And the hot rocks to help with when I sit on them.
Sorry, we don't have hot rocks, sir.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we don't have hot rocks, sir.
Sometimes I'll put magma in my...
Thank you.
In my...